Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
.net.
The auto industry on the brink.
The crisis is real.
Health risks for obese children.
Fat kids with the arteries of a 45-year-old.
And Googling the flu.
I can't breathe.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As it came to dominate the campaign, so the state of the economy is overshadowing every other issue while the U.S. government prepares to change hands. Among his proposals, Barack Obama has called for a federal lifeline to keep the auto industry from crashing. And now the Democratic leadership on Capitol Hill is getting behind the recommendation of their president-elect. Live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer in Washington.
Nick, Democrats are driving the effort for a government rescue plan, a big bridge loan for an industry that's running on fumes. The money would come from that $700 billion federal bailout plan.
The ramifications here are very serious. The time is urgent.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm outlined those ramifications on the CBS News Early Show.
This industry supports a huge number of jobs. It supports the manufacturing sector of this nation.
The Bush administration has been cool to federal help for the auto industry, but it is willing to consider the proposal. The economic crisis is the focus in Washington today. Treasury Secretary Paulson will discuss the status of the federal bailout package this morning, and a House committee is looking at millions of problem mortgages. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And there is still no relief for the depressed housing market. Amy Bohutinsky of Zillow Real Estate Market Report says prices have fallen for the seventh straight quarter.
Homeowners are selling at a loss, and that was a pretty big number that we hadn't seen before that surprised us this quarter.
What a difference a year makes.
Okay, people, we have one night to decorate the store.
During last year's holiday season, there weren't enough workers to go around. This year, employers have people lined up around the block. Many of them aren't students looking to score a few bucks over vacation, but laid-off workers struggling to pay their bills. 10-year-old kids with middle-age arteries? Believe it. Correspondent Steve Kathan is live this morning on the CBS Health Watch.
And researchers found obese children as young as 10 with the arteries of a 45-year-old. The clearest evidence yet, what we'd call baby fat, should not be downplayed by parents.
There's an obesity epidemic. 9 million kids are overweight.
Dr. Travis Stork, who's dealt with these issues on his TV program, tells the CBS Early Show this study of 70 children should be a wake-up call.
This is going to lead to strokes, heart attacks.
Another study links childhood obesity with an abnormal enlargement of the heart's left atrium, a risk factor for a host of heart problems. Nick?
When it comes to preventing premature births, a March of Dimes report card says the country doesn't rate a passing grade. Among the states, the organization says Vermont is tops with a rate of 9%, and nearly 19% Mississippi ranks at the bottom. March Medical Director Dr. Alan Fleischman says it doesn't have to be this way.
We need states to fund programs to decrease smoking, to make sure women have resources and social support so they can stop alcohol and drug abuse.
Fleischman says it's not likely the U.S. will meet its goal of reducing premature births to around 7.5% within 2 years. A search engine giant could become a public health tool during sniffle season. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett explains.
Think you've got the flu? Go to Google and look for tips. Americans who tap on the keyboard, putting in words like muscle aches, flu symptoms, thermometer, and more, have this data, but not their personal queries, tracked by Google.
I have a cough. My nose is running. I'm achy.
Today's New York Times says this past February, Google flu trends spotted a spike in these searches in the mid-Atlantic states. That was 2 weeks before the Centers for Disease Control reported flu trouble there. Search engine experts say they may be able to find regional flu outbreaks up to 10 days before the CDC reports them.
Oh, Medicare recipients, get ready. A published report says studies of Medicare are forecasting big monthly premium increases for Americans enrolled in the largest prescription drug plans. USA Today says that they will pay an average of 43% more than when the drug program began 2 years ago, and some enrollees could see a hike of 329%. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A 17-year-old girl remains in the hospital after her throat was slashed at Montrose High School. Kathy Kinkle with Montrose Police.
School was in lockdown for a period, and then students were sent home for the day.
The victim's in serious condition after undergoing surgery, but doctors say her prognosis is good. The 14-year-old suspect was arrested. The boy was not a student at the high school, and police don't know whether the two knew each other. Classrooms are packed at Denver Public Schools, more than 75,000 kids on the rosters at DPS. That's the highest count since 1976, with nearly 1,400 more kids enrolled than last year. It's the highest one-year increase in enrollment in 7 years. From Mello to Obama, the former personal chef to Carmelo Anthony, one of three finalists to become the main cook at the White House. Denver's Daniel Young catered for the Alabama delegation during the DNC. He also worked his magic at the Denver Press Club and former Capitol Hill diner Fat Daddy's. And Bark and Ride. Officials in pet-friendly Aspen considering letting dogs ride city buses with their masters to encourage more people to leave their cars at home. They're thinking about a pooch pass. Would cost $35 to $50 and allow dog riders to bring their companions with them on the bus. Aspen buses currently allow only service dogs on board.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and, wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Radio Rotolo, Mike Rotolo is here. And I want to remind you that the Salvation Army Giving Tree is presented by AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. This holiday season, AM 760 and the Salvation Army are asking you to make a change in the life of a child. Boy, I can't tell you how important this is. Go to am760.net now and you'll find the personal wish list of children from low-income Denver families. And you can purchase the gifts right from the website and send them directly to the Salvation Army. 4,500 children depend on the Salvation Army for gifts this holiday season. And, you know, when you're a kid and Santa Claus doesn't come to you, or you have a bad Christmas, or a bad Hanukkah, or whatever the case may be, Kwanzaa, you feel bad. I mean, and you don't understand. I mean, listen to some of these items, and they're all under $40. Lawrence, age 11, hopes for a radio-controlled plane. Roberto, age 6 months, is dreaming of a crib mobile. Jessica, age 4, is wishing for a Disney princess dress-up clothes. Tyler, age 12, is hoping for a Broncos t-shirt this holiday season. Leslie, age 8, is dreaming of a holiday Barbie. And Betsy, age 2, is wishing for a three-wheeled trike. Donovan, age 12, is hoping for a remote-controlled Jeep. I mean, this is not stuff that would cost you an arm and a leg. And so go to am760.net, and please, just pick out one gift for under $40 and help these kids out. And I'm going to be talking a lot about this morning and all the way through Friday. So I hope that you'll find it in your hearts to dig deep and to help these kids out. Now, when I say dig deep, I don't mean that you have to go on there and buy $100 or $200 worth of gifts. What are we talking here? $40? Under $40, really, to make like a little kid happy. And think about when you were 11 years old or 10. Did you look forward to Christmas or Hanukkah and the excitement of all of that and presents under the tree? And these are disadvantaged kids, and they're just not going to have a good Christmas unless you and I help out. Now, Mary and I have already bought our gifts, and we bought two. So, because our budget is as tight as anybody else's. So we bought two, and I certainly hope that you'll get on there, and I certainly hope that you'll buy a couple. I don't think it's too much to ask for you to do that. I think this is another example of people caring for people. And there's a lot of harshness in the world. There's a lot of anger in the world. There's a lot of divisivity in the world. But when it comes to 10 and 11-year-old kids, how can you be divisive about that? How can you be questioning about that? How can you, be called a radio station and protest about it, saying, well, you're trying to scam more money out of us? I mean, because we're talking here basically about children. And they're our most precious commodity. And they haven't done anything wrong to anybody. So go to am760.net and scope that out and get yourself something for a child, and make a child happy this Christmas season for very little money. Did I say it was partly sunny and a high today of 56? I think I did. Okay, the number one thought, the number one thing on people's minds today is the economy. And coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by founder, president of the American Small Business League, Lloyd Chapman. He's been on this program a number of times. And we're going to talk about what Barack Obama's policies and plans do for those of you that are in small business. There's a lot of rumors floating around out here about what will or will not happen. And Lloyd is going to try to pin some of that down. And we'll get some definitive answers about some of this, because there's a lot of fright and hysteria going on out there about not only the economy, but about what all of this means. And I find it absolutely amazing that there are still people running around yelling socialism when they don't. I guess you don't apply those same standards to the financial and banking institutions, and there's one lawmaker that's calling for the head of the AIG people because they took another one of these posh vacations in Arizona, and he's asking for these people to be smoked out of their gig, and they should. The other thing is, there's an article this morning in the New York Times, and the Denver Post is also asking this question today, too, about are they playing holiday music too early? And Mary has come home a number of times and said, man, you wouldn't believe this. They've already got the holiday stuff out, and we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet. Well, we know what's going on. The retailers are trying to get a jump start on the holiday season because they expect the holiday season now to be one of the worst of all time. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that most of us are not spending as much money as we once did. Article this morning in the New York Times, just as one crisis of confidence may be ending, another may be coming. The panic on Wall Street has eased for the last few weeks, and banks have become somewhat more willing to make loans. But in those same few weeks, American households appear to have fallen into their own deficit crunch. Suddenly, our consumer society is doing a lot less consuming. The numbers are pretty incredible. Sales of new vehicles have dropped 32% in the third quarter. Consumer spending appears likely to fall next year for the first time since 1980 and perhaps by the largest amount since 1942. With Wall Street edging back from the brink, this crisis of consumer confidence has become the number one short-term issue for the economy. Nobody doubts that families need to start saving more than they saved over the last two decades, but if they change their behavior too quickly, it could be very, very painful. Already, Circuit City has filed for bankruptcy. Boy, you know, I got to say something about Circuit City. I saw an ad last night for Circuit City on MSNBC. And you know what? No wonder they're going broke. I mean, it was like the worst ad I have ever seen. Have you ever seen those Circuit City ads, Mike? I mean, they're terrible. I mean, God, they're terrible. They're just terrible. I mean, they're bad. I mean, you know, if you're in economic trouble and you own a business, at least you think you'd get somebody to crank out a you know, somewhat of a clever commercial instead of a flat-screen TV on legs. I mean, give me a break. That thing was awful. But Circuit City has filed for bankruptcy. General Motors says that it's in danger of running out of cash. And what it was, a stock was like at $2.29 yesterday. Now, if you step back and think about this, did you ever think within your lifetime that you would ever see General Motors and Ford on the ropes like this? Because people simply are not buying new cars. Now, where they are buying cars is they're buying cars in the used market, previously owned market, but they're not buying new cars. And this has people panic. I saw something on the Internet here yesterday. About those of you who owned Corvettes. How many out there own Corvettes? How many out there are into vets? And what would happen if GM went broke? What would happen to the vet people? This is what this guy was asking. Like, what are we going to do about vets? What are we going to do about our you know, parts for our vets? Now, you got to know with that kind of a sports car line, the original American sports car, you got to know somebody would pick that thing up. But could you imagine driving around in a Corvette made or, you know, or owned by a Chinese or a Japanese company? But the domestic car market is in big trouble. And we need to do something, not only about them, but we also need to do something about the economy in general. And we talked about this yesterday. And I'm interested to know how many of you are scaled back on your holiday spending. I can tell you right now, Mary and I are definitely going to scale back. And there's some question as to whether we'll go to the 24 hours of Daytona this year. We may skip it. Only because we're trying to hold on to every cent we've got. Because this is an uncertain job market. Who knows if I'll be here tomorrow. So we're trying to hold on to every cent we've got. And I've always long maintained over the last year, and if you listen long enough, you heard me say this, that I think the part of the neurosis that goes on in this society, part of the craziness that goes on in this society, is the fact that we are all perpetually insecure in our employment situation. Unless you're one of those people, and I've got a friend. This guy owes no money to anybody. This guy is driving an old car. He owes no money to anybody. And the worst amount of money he owes is on a house. But he has no other money whatsoever. But he's in small business, so he's worried about his business. He's worried about his business going under. So he's scared about that. And I don't want to get up here at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, and just be negative, because that's not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation, I guess, is to find out what your spending plans are for the holiday season, and if you fit in the category of people who are going to either A, spend the same amount as you did last year, B, spend more, or C, spend less. Now, Mary and I definitely fall into the C category. But I'd sure like to know where you fall. 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. I don't know if anybody's up this time of the morning at 6:18 that wants to discuss this heavy topic. Listen, there's no right or wrong to this. There's only your opinion and what you intend to do. So it just depends on how honest you want to be. If you want to come forward and you want to tell us how honest you want to be, then go ahead. I mean, I think people, are holding on to every dime they can get, because for the first time in a long time, most of us are genuinely scared. Not to say that we won't get through all of this, because we will. Not to say that you can't survive, because you can. And I always repeat to myself, what's the worst thing they can do to you? They can't kill you. And as long as they can't kill you, there's got to be something going on. But I know somebody out there who was looking for a job yesterday, who was looking at the job advertisements yesterday and said there was nothing in there. Like, I think Bimbo Bakery is looking for a truck driver. I mean, I think that's all they could find. And I wonder how many people are going to show up at Bimbo Bakery to try to get a job as a truck driver. Man. And you know the other thing I wonder before we go to the traffic? Here's the other thing I wonder about this. If these folks in the government, okay, and the people on Wall Street, if they knew this stuff was coming, why did they keep quiet about it? Why did they keep quiet about it? How many of us went ahead and spent money, and then all of a sudden one day you wake up and it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? All right, I'll come to your phone calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, and I have no unearthly idea who's doing traffic this morning. Oh, it's Todd Parker. Todd, what's up?
Pretty good speeds as you're running in and out of Lakewood, either direction of 6th Avenue. No problems to report on the turnpike or on I-70 over that elevated portion either. Sounds like there's a crash involves three cars. This is 88th.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com. That's studentmovers.com. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
The best stuff ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
I have a short attention span, so it's a good thing I went to Radio Shack. That's where a helpful associate showed me the Sony Ericsson W760 Walkman phone from AT&T. I got it at a great price, and now when I get bored, I just hold down the Walkman button and flick my wrist to change songs. It's called Shake Control, and it's new. OMG, did you see Lauren's outfit? She so copied me. Wait, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. And I owe it all to Radio Shack.
Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
It's the JCPenney Veterans Day sale. Save big Tuesday through Thursday with super hot buys. 50 to 60% off family outerwear. 50% off men's sports shirts from Van Heusen, Dockers, and more. 50% off all women's boots. Plus, save an extra 15% off regular and sale prices when you use your JCPenney card. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see all our beautiful, affordable styles. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends November 13th.
And I'll tell you something. One of the things they really like to do is they really like to throw those punches, especially when they believe their clients are getting punched around. So if you find yourself in any of these situations that I've talked about, call Mike Turner or Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
When it comes to crime dramas, the best things come in threes. NBC Tonight starts with a new Knight Rider.
Allow me to drive.
Then it's the strangest crime scene for TV's most unique detective.
Body's gone?
It's an all-new life and on Law and Order, a family mystery 40 years in the making.
Couldn't be a motive for murder in that.
Knight Rider, Life and Law and Order, all new NBC Tonight.
Then watch 9 News at 9 and 10. Tonight on 9 News.
Going without a cell phone is a good thing.
A week-long experiment.
I miss you.
I miss you.
Basically, is the worst.
I'm getting like a nervous twitch.
Mother against son.
She's way too overconfident.
It's actually harder than I thought.
She will cheat.
Can't even look at pictures. Got there on time, and I couldn't find it.
Oh my gosh. You thought teenagers were bad.
Who did better?
Tonight at 9 and 10.
Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6, partly sunny. High today, 56, 303, 713, 7600. Tom Hartman coming up here shortly. Article today in the New York Times, buying binge slams to a halt. Just one of the crises of confidence may be ending. Just as one of those crises of confidence may be ending, another one may be coming. And we're talking about the holidays here. And I want to know, are you going to cut back on spending, yes or no? Or are you going to spend the same amount that you did last year, spend less, or not spend at all? I can't imagine not spending at all. But what about spending less? Let's go to Jamie. In Inglewood. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Happy Wednesday, and I hope you took care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to fight this thing off. It's been going for 3 days, and it's gotta give up at some point.
Well, I haven't talked to you since we won, so congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to you, too.
Thank you. Brighter days ahead, I hope.
Oh, I know.
I will not be participating in Christmas this year. I'm even contemplating not putting my name on a piece of paper at work for the Secret Santa. I think that runs about $10, $15. So, you know, it would be a charge situation if I did, because not similar to the foreclosures where you have to be 3 months delinquent and you get help and all that. Well, they're talking about that anyway. I guess since August, I've been having to put gas, medication, and dog food on my Visa.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
Yeah, I'm not delinquent on my mortgage, but, you know, I have the means with a Visa to not be delinquent. And when I get my refund back, that usually pays my Christmas shopping off, and I need that money for other things, obviously, so. There will not be a Christmas for me this year.
Do you not make?
I mean, there will be with love and friends and family, but I can't pretend that I have money that I don't have.
Well, do you not make enough money to cover your bills? Why were you? I'm just asking. I mean, it's none of my business.
Yeah, sure. Well, when I got into my mortgage, of course, my meds were what, $15 and $10 at Walmart, and now with the insurance I have for work. Not Aetna anymore. It's United Healthcare.
Oh, I have United Healthcare. Hello. Do you have to take those tests and everything?
No, I don't. But it's, you know, it's not 15 or 10 anymore for generic. It's, you know, a month of meds is $149 at Safeway.
Yeah, that's that so-called, I believe they call it that so-called choice plan or whatever the case is.
Yeah, the high.
Yeah, the high one?
I got the high.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't get rolled over into that this year, but I got a feeling that I'm going to get rolled over into it.
This coming year,
even though I fulfilled all of the, you know, you got to go through that whole thing about the health points and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Even though I fulfilled all of that, and you only got to have 3 or 4 points. And mm-hmm. See, I maintain that this is critically wrong. I maintain that these insurance companies tightening the noose like that are just absolutely immoral.
It is. And I know the company's probably taken their cut, so. Because we have them again in 2009. And it's like, you know, can we have a choice? We used to have a choice of three health insurance companies, and now it's the same as last year, but the premiums are higher.
So your meds are not covered at all?
They are, but they're not the 15, and they don't make the generics.
Yeah, so because of your meds, then it's forcing
groceries went up, gas went up. So since August, you know, I've had a really rough time.
How deep in the hole are you?
I'm sorry?
How deep in the hole are you?
On my Visa, there's probably been 2,000 since August on there.
Yeah. See, and I wonder how many other people are, and I was kind of talking about this yesterday, I wonder how many other people are out there and they're facing this situation.
Yeah.
Where, you know, because of, it used to be in this country, it used to be that one of the prime reasons people would get into financial trouble was health care.
Right.
And I, you know what? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many other people are in your situation, but I'd be interested to know how many people have fallen behind or fallen into trouble because of unwieldy health care costs.
Right. And I can't sell my, you know, house. The market's bad, and there's foreclosures around me. So my value has probably dropped. And I have 8 more months on my 5-year lease of my vehicle. I can't get out of that without penalty. So,
well, yeah, but if you got out of that, what would you do for a car?
Go to the used lots like you were reporting earlier.
Oh, go to Rockies, for instance?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they got great deals out there, and they got a good selection of vehicles, and they're good honest people, but, yeah, you know, you get trapped in one of those lease situations, and you can't get out from underneath it. That's another example of where you're, well, but see, this is what happens to people. What happens to people is you get boxed in, and once you get boxed in, you don't see more daylight. What ends up happening is you see more darkness.
Sure.
And somewhere this has got to stop.
And I've been 10 years with the company I work for, and I've probably seen 11 layoffs and just cringe every other Friday when the boxes come out, you know. And
people... Are you that nervous?
I have been in the past. Right now I'm not. Toward the end of the year, we had a couple Fridays ago, some people were let go, but it looks okay through the rest of the year. But this is a company that, you know, offshores call centers.
Oh, and you know what?
Well, and that's going to come down on us.
You know what I hate? I hate offshore call centers. God, I can't stand that. You can hear the echo in the line. You can tell the person is like in...
They tell you their name's Bill, you know?
Yeah, and you know that their name's not... You know, and I don't want to make fun of anybody, but it happens, you know, they call you or you call them, and it's like, hello, Mr. Marvin? Yes, this is Joe.
Yeah.
We'd like to talk to you about your credit card balance.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, man, you know what? Dude, you're not even calling from, like, Detroit or anything. You're calling from, like, Bangladesh or something like that.
A lot of times if you ask them where they're calling from, they'll say California.
Yeah, right. What part of California? Okay. Catalina Island?
Have a great day. Love listening to your show, and be good to yourself.
Thanks, Jamie.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I shouldn't be picking on those people at those call centers. But, I mean, am I the only one who feels this way, that you just get nauseated? Yeah, you just get nauseated by them. Why don't you just tell me what your real name is and where you're really calling from? I mean, you know, I'm not going to kill you if you're calling from Saipan or, you know, Singapore or Thailand or something. Or, you know, Bangladesh. I'm not going to get upset. Just tell me what the deal is. Don't try to fool me here. 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next, Tom Hartman, who's here heard here nightly on AM 760. And we'll run some of this economic stuff by him. Right now, though, Todd Parker will run some traffic by us.
Slower speeds as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland on that approach to 84th. We're also seeing a few more cars on 225 just as you make the Parker curve up towards Yosemite. Not too slow there yet. We're going to see speeds in the 40s and 50s right now. There's a crash in the cleanup stages involving 3 cars. That's at 88th and Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The two Mr. Kissels on Lifetime this Saturday. Lifetime presents a true and twisted tale of the murder of millionaire brothers that is too...
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office. A prestigious office. A la carte. And smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget. Chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day. For maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent office.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
The Red Shield's Giving Tree program, or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
With all the uncertainty in the marketplace, O'Mara Ford Center is one name you can count on. With 95 years of experience, from trolley cars to light rail, dirt roads to cyber highways, O'Mara's been there with low prices and friendly service. And right now, our bank financing lines are rock solid. So visit us today, and we'll put our finance sources to work for you. Family owned and operated since 1913, O'Mara Ford Center, 104th and I-25.
Good morning, 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly sunny. High today, 56, and you hear them every single night, starting at 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's the one and only Tom Hartman. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning to you.
How you doing this morning?
I am well. I was talking yesterday to one of the PDs in Chicago, actually, and said that you were going to fill in for me next Friday when I'm on the cruise. And he goes, oh, that's great. Chicago loves Jay Marvin.
Oh, yeah, that's because I've worked there like four times.
I just had to tell you, I thought you'd like that story. I had to share that
with you. Yeah, tell the people at, and I know what radio station you're talking about, tell them thank you very, very much for
me. I will. It was Joe over there.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite towns, and I've been there, like I said, three or four times. All right, I got a bunch of stuff to run by you here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this. You and I have fenced off and on about this format occasionally and about the effectiveness of this format, but here's something that's kind of shocking. Not shocking, maybe, but I want your comment about this. Limbaugh, Hannity, and the rest of these folks in the alternative right-wing media machine threw everything they possibly could at Barack Obama, from he's not an American citizen to, he's going to take your guns, to on and on and on. You heard all of that. And yet, if you look at the electoral map and who voted where, the only place where McCain really actually did very well was in Appalachia, like down towards Oklahoma, and the rest of it all looks blue. What does that say about their really true ability to influence public opinion?
Well, that's a really good question, Jay. If you assume that Limbaugh nationwide has the 6 million listener cum that he's claiming, and Hannity's probably a little less than that, and on down the road, and you spread that across the United States, that's not a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah.
NPR has, I think that the last numbers I saw, and this is probably a year old, for all things considered, 34 million cum. So, and then you compare that, frankly, with the phenomena of Olbermann and Maddow and to some smaller, weaker extent, Chris Matthews, who was essentially becoming an Obama partisan in the last few weeks on MSNBC. That cable system has a much bigger throw than any of those radio stations, because it's in almost every house in America. And, I think, A, they're outgunned, but I think, really, it's not even that, frankly, because I think that they still have a lot of listeners. I think it's just that there's this diehard few. I mean, there's every time you see a poll, like yesterday, will Obama lead the country in the right direction? 26% no, right? That's that hardcore Republican fringe that you find everywhere. I mean, day before yesterday, I was up in the parking lot, and the local Fox TV affiliate had a truck out there. They were doing a local story about a dog that strangled on some plastic or something. And the guys were making kind of off-color jokes about Obama. I mean, there's always going to be that kind of right-wing fringe.
Yeah, it's just that they couldn't move mountains like they thought they could, and I wonder how much of this is hot air and hype.
I think it's because people aren't buying their rhetoric anymore. You know, when Reagan came in, he had this storyline, which was, we're going to make a better America. And you go back and read his speeches, and he actually was talking about a better America. It was a very hopeful, optimistic storyline. We're going to make a better America by getting government out of the way and making things more efficient. And, you know, what wasn't said was, if government doesn't do these things, you know, for example, take care of the national parks, who's going to? Well, it's going to be some big corporation. If government doesn't, you know, provide national health care, then who's going to? Well, it's going to be an insurance company. He, you know, his half of the equation was, we're going to get government out of your life. The other half that was unspoken was, and replace it with an even more repressive bureaucracy that's definitely going to tell you who you can and can't see as a doctor, and not even going to pay half your damn bills.
Yeah.
And over the last 26 years, Americans have seen over and over and over again, from you know, Reagan's early days going after organized labor to things as recent as Katrina and down in Galveston, where there's, you know, still 300 people who are missing down there. Nobody even talks about it because they declared a no-fly zone, so you couldn't see the damage. You know, people get it that that conservative riff is dead. It doesn't work. It has done incredible harm to this country. I mean, a bridge fell down in Minnesota. And there's a whole bunch of them all around the country that are fixing to.
Well, we have structural problems here in Colorado, and we need very badly to address those problems. And infrastructure here is going to become, in the coming years, a very controversial topic, because there are some people here who are under the illusion that you can fly for free and that everything's okay, when in reality, things are not okay.
Yeah. And you know, some states, the response of Indiana, for example, to this is, well, let's just sell it off to a company from Spain. And the company from Spain comes in, and they give the government a couple billion bucks, and they put a couple billion bucks into road repair, and they put up the toll gates and start collecting money. And a couple of years down the road, the good citizens of Indiana would be going, well, wait a minute, didn't we already give these guys back a couple billion in their tolls?
Yeah.
Why do we have a for-profit corporation running our roads?
We have a gigantic Lexus lane.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it is. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. Having lived in Chicago three times, there is nothing worse, okay, than coming off the Northwest Tollway into the Kennedy and having to sit there in line to throw your 50 cents or whatever it is up to now into the basket, or get in the line and give the woman, 60 pennies in order to get through. I mean, it's god-awful. And they still have the same road problems that you would have if it was in the hands of the public.
Yeah, except when it goes into private hands. And you know, we saw this when I lived in Atlanta, because they privatized one little stretch of highway there, is that You lose control of the price, even when you think you have control of the price. Down in Atlanta, we thought that we had the price fixed at 50 cents. And, you know, within a year and a half, they jacked it up to 75 cents. And we were like, wait a minute, you can't do that. And they were like, we sure can. And I said, but it says in the lease 50 cents. And they said, well, yeah, but elsewhere in the lease it says we can change that. And you know, we done got hoodwinked.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Then you're at their mercy. 6:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Tom Hartman, who is on here nightly on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and you can check him out at tomhartman.com. All right, so we've kind of determined that, or maybe we haven't determined, but I've kind of determined, or kind of think, that these folks like Limbaugh and the rest of them, that's a lot of hype floating around, and that in reality, they just couldn't deliver. They just never got it done.
Deliver what?
Deliver Barack Obama's defeat, scare the populace enough into the fact that he's not one of us, so we're not going to vote for him. And in reality, you know, it turned out exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. So, once again, I question, you know, the hot air that comes out of that.
Flip that around, Jay. You know, if Obama hadn't run the brilliant ground game he had, if he hadn't developed a real, true volunteer force,
that's true.
If he hadn't done the community organizing thing, we'd be sitting around here saying, boy, that McCain victory must be because of Limbaugh.
Yeah,
might not be. You know?
Yeah, I think Obama has. I think the Obama campaign has changed politics forever in this country.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and I think that talk radio, while there's been all this sturm and drang about it being the thing that's driving politics in the country, I think it's merely been a mirror. I think it's been reflecting politics in this country.
Yeah,
You know, I think it is now. I mean, we're talking to radio stations. We're, you know, as Bill O'Reilly's show is going away, as you probably know, sometime early next year. And we've got a list of his 300-plus affiliates, and we're talking to those folks. And they're all, virtually all, you know, all right-wing all day long. And they're saying, hey, you got a pretty good show, you know. We could do this. Because I'm on a couple of radio stations where, you know, I'm followed by, you know, I follow Glenn Beck on WTKG in Grand Rapids and have for 5 years. And, you know, in the third largest city in Michigan, maybe it's the second largest. And it works just fine. So, you know, I think that what's going to happen as a consequence of this election, back to your thing about, you know, we don't want to do too much inside baseball here, but every now and then it's interesting, is, and because it predicts larger trends, is that we literally are the new mainstream that is progressives, not just progressive radio, progressives right across the board, to borrow the slogan for K-Talk in L.A. We are the new mainstream, and business is going to get it.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think that the scenario that the right is trying to spin, the Tony Blankleys of the world and the rest of them, is that this is a center right nation, on and on and on again. But I think that in reality, you look at the polls and you look at the results and you look at the outcome. Look, you know, north of here, Marilyn Musgrave just gets trounced by Betsy Markey in a district. I believe that's the fourth congressional district up there that hasn't had a Democrat in 30-some-odd years. We are the new mainstream. And this whole idea of you know, using the media to paint us all as being, you know, radicals is just not, it's not true. More people are on the same page with us than they are with them.
Yep. And, you know, I'm out in Missoula, Montana, and the last time I went out there and did a station visit, the governor and the senator, Tester, and I'm missing the governor's name here, but anyhow, the two progressives, they showed up the radio, and, you know, just Montana. I mean, it's so.
Yeah, things are changing. All right, now, let me ask you about this. Here's the next big debate that's going on. Not that that first one was a big debate, but here's the big debate. Does Obama go big or does he go small? Is he cautious or is he bold? What do you think?
It's, you know, does he want to get anything done or does he want to commit suicide? If he doesn't go big, he's got nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to do what FDR did. And if he goes big, what he will do is he will rouse, energize, and mobilize both the opposition and his base. And right now his base is ready to go. And he still has that volunteer organization out there. He still could get thousands, tens of thousands of people going door to door tomorrow morning. And
you know, I wonder if
I wouldn't discount that.
Yeah, that brings up another question. You know, he's obviously kept these. He obviously keeps the mailing, cell phone, email. He keeps all of that intact. I mean, he still has that information. I wonder, would it be illegal for him to turn that off and on like a light switch, and go, hey, send out direct appeals like they were doing during the campaign. Hey, I need your help.
It's exactly what Franklin Roosevelt did with his fireside chats.
Yeah, that's true.
And you had, back in that time, you had as many as a third of Americans listening to those things. I mean, the listenership was mind-boggling, and you could match that today with television.
All right, so he goes big. I think he needs to go big, too. Do we need a WPA-style programs?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think that, you know, wasn't it Henry Ford that said that, you know, you make those cars cheap enough because the more, and you pay the workers enough so that the more spending power the workers have, the more the cars they can buy?
Yeah, he raised the average wage at the Ford Motor Company over about a five-year period from a dollar a day to $5 a day. It was largely at the urging, by the way, of his wife and his business partner, who went on to become the first progressive senator from the state of Michigan. But he did it. And later when he was asked why, he said, because I want to have workers who were able to buy my own cars, which is how it worked out. It really wasn't his plan in the first place, but it's what he did. And in fact, I believe it was the Dodge brothers sued him, and they went to the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan, and they sued him on the basis of that he was doing this as altruistically. He was doing this to help people, and that's illegal. A business has to have a business justification for doing things. And the Supreme Court ruled that, yes, in fact, a business does have to have a business reason for doing things. And, by the way, Henry Ford paying his workers enough that they could buy his Ford cars was a sufficient business reason. Ford won the case.
Yeah, exactly. So my idea would be, you water the roots, the tree will grow.
Yep.
You put the water on top of the tree, and the tree is not going to grow so well.
Yeah, well, some of it might trickle down, but...
which we've seen doesn't
work.
It's
pretty unpredictable.
Well, which we've seen doesn't work. So we have to have something going on at the grassroots. Plus, on top of this, and this is not political, this is sociological. Do you imagine the amount of people who are living on the razor's edge right now, wondering if they're going to get laid off? I mean, what kind of mental attitude does that make for the country?
Yeah, it's got to be, 20, 30 million people, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 15 million underemployed people in the United States. You got around 10 million unemployed people in the United States. And there's probably another 15 or 20 million people who are, sitting on the... And we've got a total workforce of 120 million people. 115, I think, was the last number, official number, and that was a year or so ago, so...
If the automakers go down, that's 3 million people out of a job.
Yeah, see, you can't let that happen.
No, you absolutely can't, but you got these people who go, I don't want to bail them out. But 3 million people with no jobs?
Oh, you should do it the way France did with Peugeot. France today owns 39% of Peugeot. They've been selling it off. At one point, they owned over 70%. And they actually exercised voting power, as a government, in Peugeot. They took it over when it was failing in the 60s or 70s. I'd have to go back, and it's probably on a Wikipedia page someplace. You get the whole story.
I believe it was the 70s.
Yeah, and they took the thing over. They took a majority share in it, and they've been slowly selling it off. And it wasn't just Peugeot, by the way. It was a whole bunch of companies that were in trouble during that time of economic crisis. And now they're slowly selling the stuff back off. I mean, hey, as long as the government doesn't get the idea that they should be in business. I don't want the government making my shoes or my cars. But I don't mind if we the people, say, there's something to be said for an American industry, for having an American industry. Now, what you have to match that with is what the French did and what other countries have done, and it's certainly what the Japanese, Chinese, and Koreans, or South Koreans, are doing aggressively right this minute as we speak, and that is you put up barriers to free trade.
That's right.
And say, if you're going to try and bring a foreign car into the United States, you're going to, in China right now, you try to bring a foreign car into China, it's 22% tax right there.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly. You know what? It's not only that, but also too. This is a record chance to get the auto industry to definitely make a commitment to go green.
Yeah. Well, I think they've already made that. It's sort of like...
Well, but we can enforce it. Because now they're on their weakest point. So if you want money, then you got to give us certain guarantees.
Yeah. Well, I think that they figured out that the market wants that too. All GM wants to talk about right now is the Chevy Bolt. Which they've reinvented two or three times. And Ford's got to be working on the same thing, and Chrysler's got to be working on the same thing. These guys are not crazy.
No, I agree.
They're slow sometimes. And the other big problem is the internal bureaucracies. The companies really need to be shaken up. Honda can take a car from concept to the showroom in 36 to 39 months.
Right.
In Detroit, it takes 8 years.
Yeah. Which is absolutely ridiculous. All right, it's too early for me to ask you what you got coming up tonight, but I would just encourage.
We're going to be talking about why World War II did not take us out of the Great Depression, which is basically an extension of the conversation you and I have been having.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that, Tom. Thank you, man. Thanks so much for being on the program, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks. Great. Actually, I'll be on the Air America cruise next Wednesday, so it'll be the Wednesday after. But always great talking with you.
Oh, that means I fill in for you next Wednesday, right?
You're filling in for me next Friday. I'm
doing
it
next Friday?
Actually next Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, whenever we hook up, we'll hook up.
Yep. Thank you so much, Jay.
All right, Tom. Talk to you later.
Great talking with you.
All right. There's Tom Hartman on tonight at 7, 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. I am 760, Progressive Talk. Todd Parker checks traffic.
We're seeing more activity across the southbound side of I-25 downtown, starting right around I-70, taking you towards Spear. It's also getting busier on 270, this traveling eastbound on that approach to Vasquez. Now off the highways, crews have cleaned up that accident, completely gone at 88th and Sheridan. Traveling in and out of the high country, going to find some slick spots at those higher elevations along I-70. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Kohl's Department Store. Get a head start and save on your holiday shopping at Kohl's Veterans Day 2-day sale. Shop Tuesday.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com. That's studentmovers.com. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
It's the JCPenney Veterans Day sale. Save big Tuesday through Thursday with super hot buys. 50 to 60% off family outerwear. 50% off men's sports shirts from Van Heusen, Dockers, and more. 50% off all women's boots. Plus, save an extra 15% off regular and sale prices when you use your JCPenney card. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see all our beautiful, affordable styles. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends November 13th.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do your eyes starting at $4.99 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy, or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001.
Rocky's Autos. And they are the most unique car store in North America. But you know what the other thing is? The other thing is they care very, very much about the community that they work in and that they live in. And once again, Rockies is proud to present Operation Freebird. Now, together with local businesses, they will be giving away thousands of turkey certificates to less than fortunate families in the community. And I'm going to be there between noon and 4. So stop by and say hello. Come to the AM 760 tent. We've got gas cards for you to win, and we'll have some other stuff to give away as well. And just a chance for you and I to sit around and support really a worthy cause. And on top of that, a chance for us to talk. Now, if you've got kids, bring them too, because they're going to have all kinds of fun, food, games, live music, activities from Rocky's Auto's friends like the Adams County Sheriff's Office, including the Adams County Child ID Program. You can sign up and receive an identification kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. The Adams County Sheriff's Bomb Squad robot will be there. And they also have canine demonstrations, too, which are really cool. And as I said, I'll be out there between noon and 4. So mark it down on your calendar. Swing by this Saturday. Let's say hello and participate in something that's really worthwhile, which is Operation Freebird, a chance for those who would not have a good Thanksgiving to have a good Thanksgiving. And it's all coming to them and you and everybody else from Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough. I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Walmart.
Ooh, Zeppelin. Good morning, partly sunny, high today, 56. Jay Martin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. And the economy is just on everybody's mind. There's no way to get around this. So if you got a small business here along the Front Range, I want to remind you once again that make sure you catch us in the 9 o'clock hour, where Lloyd Chapman, who is the founder and president of the American Small Business League, will talk about how small business will fare under Barack Obama's presidency, what it will do for small business. If you miss any of that, you can get it on podcast at am760.net, where you can always hear any of the shows any of the time that you want to. Plus, you can also check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com, although there's not much up there to see today, because when I woke up this morning, I just felt kind of out of it and didn't really put anything in there. All right, coming up next, I want to talk about something that's controversial, that I hear a lot of, we should, we shouldn't, we should, we shouldn't, we should, we shouldn't. And there's natural resentment, I think, on people's part, maybe on your part. I know there is on mine, that in these tough economic times, all of a sudden the government steps forward and says to the automobile industry, we're going to come, you know, we want to come up with some bailout package. Now, the White House you know, is fighting this. But as I said to Tom Hartman, you've got about 3 million people that would be out of jobs. And you got to ask yourself, could we stand for 3 million people not to have gigs in this country? So we'll talk about whether we should bail out the auto industry, yes or no, coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around. Make you feel like
the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center's Giving Tree program is in full swing, but only through this Friday, November 14th. The Giving Tree program provides holiday gifts for thousands of needy families right here in the metro area. This holiday season, the Salvation Army Red Shield will create a Christmas for over 450 families in Denver alone. This means that children and their families will have gifts this holiday season who otherwise might not have. But the Salvation Army can't do this without you. Please help make a difference in a family's life this holiday season. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield's Giving Tree program or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
799. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-322-3799 now.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The governor of Michigan says helping Detroit is helping America.
If this industry is allowed to fail, there will be a ripple effect throughout the nation.
Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, is help on the way?
Well, Frank, momentum is sure growing for it, and so is the pressure from auto industry advocates. Here's more from Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm on the CBS News Early Show.
This auto industry would not be asking for a bailout, for not be asking for $25 billion as a bridge loan, were it not for the meltdown on Wall Street.
The plan calls for tapping the federal bailout package. President-elect Obama supports the idea. The Bush administration has been cool to it, but it's open to considering proposals that will be up for debate at next week's lame duck congressional session. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A holiday job could help with the bills, but finding one this year won't be easy. Conrad Szymanski, the man in charge of the Bell's Outlet Stores, a chain based in Bradenton, Florida, says there's stiff competition for open slots.
We're seeing dramatic applicant flows in certain areas, particularly hit hard by the housing downturn.
That housing downturn has pushed home values lower for seven consecutive quarters, according to Zillow.com's Amy Batinsky.
A lot of people, were they to have to sell today, would actually have to write a check to be able to sell their home.
One homeowner in seven has a mortgage that's more than the value of the home. A congressional hearing an hour from now will take a look at what mortgage lenders are doing to help stressed homeowners. The government has come up with a new plan of its own to help them, homeowners who've fallen behind on their payments. But the plan would apply only to loans guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and critics say it would only delay the inevitable because at some point homeowners would still have to pay the balance of what they owe. Good economy, bad economy, people have to eat, but they don't have to eat out. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what are restaurants doing to drum up business?
Well, more coupons for one thing, and not just for a few dollars. The Ruth's Chris Steakhouse chain has mailed out $25 gift certificates. Pizza Hut is launching an e-gift card. TGI Fridays meals in more supermarkets now. And Starbucks is in on the act, too. CBS's Tina Knoll off the subway on the way to work.
There's a woman standing there handing out $5 Starbucks cards.
Some of them are being aimed for college students with postcards attached to send to parents to add more cash.
Frank, premature births have been on the rise in this country for two decades, and the March of Dimes sees no reason to believe that's going to change. March of Dimes medical director Alan Fleischman says that is cause for concern.
Just 3, 4, 5, or 6 weeks early is a very serious problem for many babies.
More than 500,000 babies are born prematurely each year in this country, and they can face a host of medical and developmental issues. Within the hour, a judge in New Haven is expected to sign a decree legalizing same-sex marriage in the state of Connecticut. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 10 points. This is CBS News.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. Police in Montrose still investigating the stabbing of a student at Montrose High School. Kathy Kinkle with Montrose Police.
The victim was transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries.
A 17-year-old girl had her throat slashed by a 14-year-old boy. The girl's in serious condition, but doctors say her prognosis is good. The suspect was not a student at the school, and police are still trying to determine what prompted that incident. Criticism of the Commerce City School District has gotten a weekly newspaper booted from the district's buildings. The district provides local papers to its teachers and parents, but it's removed the Gateway News after the paper printed questions regarding a current recall of three school board members. The district says the paper presented political commentary as news. The billboards will read, "Don't believe in God? You're not alone." A group of atheists and humanists will spend $5,000 to post that message at 10 Denver sites, one in Colorado Springs, in the weeks leading up to Christmas. The group's spokesman says the campaign is intended to reach the 8-14% of the population who tell pollsters they're not religious. A billboard company that covers Fort Collins and Greeley refused to carry the message. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than a rollover accident on a surface street at Bowles near Sheridan, we're looking at a decent start to this morning's commute. Now you will see slowdowns in those usual spots like 270 as you're traveling eastbound, getting off of I-25, making your way towards Vasquez. Speeds are going to drop into the 20-mile-an-hour range through that stretch. We're also seeing building delays on the southbound side of I-25 coming up on I-70 towards Spear. Westbound 76, loading up past 74th up to 270. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You'll pay less every day, guaranteed, at Freeway Ford. Right now, get an 06 F-150 or Explorer 4x4 for just $14,900. That's an 06 F-150 or Explorer for just $14,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell
you. I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 7:60, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, partly sunny. High today, 56. I had to go look again. Looked like 59 there. Nice to have you along. Appreciate you deciding to hang out with us. Hey, I want to remind you about something. The Salvation Army Giving Tree is presented by AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. This holiday season, AM 760 and the Salvation Army are asking you to make a change in the life of a child. Now, we're talking about child here. So go to am760.net right now, and you'll find the personal wish lists of children from low-income Denver families. And you can purchase the gifts right now from the website, and they'll send them directly to the Salvation Army. There are 4,500 children who depend on the Salvation Army for gifts this holiday season. And some of these lists, if you go look at am760.net, some of these lists will really break your heart. And, for instance, here's some gifts, and I read this the first hour, here's some gifts under $40. Lawrence, who's age 11, okay, you know what he wants? He wants a radio-controlled plane. I mean, that's not that expensive. Roberto, age 6, 6 months, rather, is dreaming of a crib mobile. Jessica, age 4, is wishing for a Disney princess dress-up clothes. Tyler, age 12, is hoping for a Broncos t-shirt this holiday season. Just a t-shirt. Leslie, age 8, is dreaming of a holiday Barbie. Betsy, age 2, is wishing for a three-wheel trike. And Donovan, who's 12, is hoping for a remote-control Jeep. Now, I'm not saying to you in these tight economic times that you should go to AM760.net and plunge $5,000 on this. But what I am saying is that really all you're doing here is you can go there and you can get one or two gifts, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, and you're going to make a child happy. Now, Mary and I have already done ours, and you should do this. Because this goes along with the spirit, I think, of a new Colorado and a new Front Range, which is that we're very much about people helping people and about people caring about people. And I think that this is the new feeling that's sweeping over the state and sweeping over this community and really sweeping over America now. The fact that we shouldn't have to live alone. And when it comes to kids, there's nothing more precious in life than children. Because children are your future. And I know you've heard this a million times. They're my future, too. So, you know how it is when you're a child. I mean, you're 11 years old. All you want is a radio-controlled plane. I mean, how much is that? It's under 40 bucks. And, I mean, why would you not want to step forward and just go, okay, you know what? Look, here's what I'll do. I just won't eat out, or I'll stay in this weekend or whatever, and help a kid out. I can't talk really enough about this, about how I feel about this, because kids, I mean, they're just so important, and these are low-income families, and you just can't let kids go without a good Christmas. And if your parents were ever in tough economic times during the holiday season, when you're a kid, you don't understand. I mean, you don't know what any of that means. You just know and have this feeling that, like, Santa Claus isn't there, and he doesn't hear from you, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, or whatever the case is. All right, 7:10, 10 minutes after 7. So go to AM760.net and help us out with this. 10 minutes after 7:10 on AM760, Progressive Talk. This is one of the big things that's being bandied about now. Democratic congressional leaders said Tuesday that they were ready to push emergency legislation to aid the imperiled auto industry when lawmakers return to Washington next week, setting the stage for one last showdown with President Bush. Next week, during the lame duck session of Congress, we are determined to pass legislation that will save jobs of millions of workers whose livelihoods are on the line. This is according to Harry Reid, who is the majority leader from Nevada. Now, if the auto industry goes under, you're going to have 3 million people. 3 million people who are going to be without jobs. His call for a session, the first since the election, came shortly after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Congress and the administration must take immediate action to stave off a possible collapse of the American auto industry. Ms. Pelosi stopped short of saying Congress would adopt legislation to provide emergency financial aid to automakers, giving the Treasury Department the option of using money from the $700 billion bailout program instead. But the White House is insisting that the bailout money be reserved for financial institutions. That option seemed unlikely, leading a senior Democratic official to say Democrats would try to force Bush's hand. Now, you know, the bailout, which initially a lot of us supported in the beginning, has turned into somewhat of a nightmare on some levels. They caught AIG, the people from AIG, once again, taking another posh vacation, this time about one of these posh retreats, to an Arizona resort, which costs like a ton of money. And there's one congressional lawmaker who came forward and said these folks ought to be punished, that they just don't get it. So a lot of us are reluctant and we're cynical about helping these folks out because we run by the thing of, well, listen, if they can bail them out, why can't they bail me out? But you got to ask yourself, can the economy take 3 million people being out of work? Because that's what would happen. Do you want to see the American automakers in the hands of foreign interests? I'm not trying to whip up xenophobia here. I'm just talking about the reality of it. Now, what's the upside of this? What's the upside of bailing them out? Well, the upside of bailing them out is that you're going to prevent 3 million people from going unemployed. You're going to prevent industrial collapse. That's the other thing. And then finally, for those of us who have felt like the auto industry has not listened and would not listen about green and fuel-efficient vehicles, and that they had to, on a constant basis, be legislated into it, the other side of this is that now you've got them where you want them. So you say to them, look, we'll give you the money, but the thing is, you've got to start building fuel-efficient automobiles, and you've got to become more competitive. And you definitely need a restructuring of how you do business. So we could get all of those things, and we could buy shares in the automobile industry. The government could. And then at a later date, when the auto industry is back on its feet, take those shares and sell them. GM stock was down to $2.92 a share. That's the lowest point since 1943. And GM on Monday warned shareholders that it might not be able to continue as a going concern. Now, President-elect Barack Obama has also urged Mr. Bush to help the automobile companies. So I want to know how you feel about bailing out the automobile companies. 303-713-7600. Should we or shouldn't we? There's no right or wrong to this. There's only your opinion. And some of us, some of you out there are really, really well economically versed. The rest of us are not that economically versed, but for me, bailing them out makes sense. First of all, I don't think we can stand to have 3 million people without jobs. Number two, if you really want something for the auto industry and you want that fuel efficient cars, you want green technology, now's the time to get it from them because they have no other choice. They have to go along with what you're asking because you don't give them something for free with no strings attached. I mean, it's like my mother. It's like my family. My family's never going to give me anything without any strings attached. So we do that to the automobile industry. We sit down with Rick Warner, the head of GM. We sit down with the head of Ford. We sit down with all these folks, and we say, okay, look, we're going to buy into your businesses, but in return for that, we're going to have some voting decisions, and we also are going to require you to go green and to start jumping to the forefront of environmental, environmental concerns. Let's go to Randy on the cell phone. Randy, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. I don't agree with the bailout. I didn't agree with AIG bailout. I don't agree with this auto industry. I'm actually quite furious over Congress, over the way this country has operated. It's absolutely disgusting that AIG executives took our taxpayer dollars and are going out on these extravagant trips.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with it, and there's one lawmaker who thinks that not only should they not be able to do it, but that they also ought to be punished for it.
It sickens my stomach because that's my tax dollars. I go to work. Bail me out. I have some debt. Will Nancy Pelosi take a letter from me?
Well, I think
bail me out.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I have debt. I have a mortgage. I'm current on everything. But if I lose my job, I'm out the door.
Well, I understand that. But do you think that the economy, which would directly affect you, depending on what kind of business you're in, unless you're independently wealthy, but would directly affect you? Do you think that this country could take a three million people hit in unemployment?
No, that's gross. But it needs to happen. If it doesn't happen now, it'll happen later.
Why would you say that?
These executives at these corporations rake in thousands of dollars. They get bonuses. They get cash. They get stock
options. But you would take all of that stuff away.
This is disgusting.
Because here's what would end up happening. Look, I understand your anger, but try to consider this. Here's what would end up happening. Well, okay, I'm not going to guarantee this would happen, but here's how I would envision it. That if we bailed them out, if we helped them out, that there would be certain conditions about this one way or the other. One of those conditions would be that they would have to engage in green technology. The other condition would be that we, the government, would have voting privileges inside the structure of the automobile companies. So therefore, these CEOs and the rest of them couldn't get these cushy packages because we could easily vote no. That's number one. And then number two, when they did get back on their feet, and when the economy did turn around, then we just take those shares and sell them off, and somebody would buy them. Because if you don't do that, then you got 3 million people that are out of work, and then I don't know what you do for a living, but at some point or another, that's going to affect you.
I work for a corporation, but my job is on the line, too. They're talking about cuts. They talk about no pay raises come next year.
And well, I'm facing the same insecurity you're facing, but the thing is if you sell or produce anything, you have 3 million people loose in the country without jobs. Man, that's 3 million people who have no purchasing power.
Yes, that's bad. What makes me mad is these Republicans that are in charge of these corporations have been preaching socialism, socialism, socialism. The Democrats are socialists. No, the other way around. They're taking my money. I'm sick of it. Something's got to be done in this country.
Well,
and Congress is down the wrong track.
All right.
Bailing them out. That's
all right.
My opinion.
All right. All right.
I'm angry.
I can tell, and I respect your anger. And I respect...
I'm angry.
I do, and I respect the situation. But let me just ask you this one last thing. If we let them fail and you get 3 million people who are without jobs, we're worse off.
We'll be worse off.
Why would you come off your right way?
Because we put it up with AIG. It needs to happen. The country's going down the wrong way. It's that wrong way. If it's not going to happen, it's going to happen in the future. You can tell me that
it's right. Listen, I hear your anger. I know what I appreciate your passion and your concern. I just try to call.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. 20 minutes after 3713 automobile is out. Here's a hot about automobiles.
Well, the center line is the south out of 25, right on 38. The hang up is trying to get to town. Most running delays on the west side of the pike. Dark share take the past train. There's a specific crash.
The city vets say today through with super hot high. Family dinner with 50% off in sports, pensions, and stickers and toys. 50% off with food, plus even 50% off regular and fixed price when you use your daily penny card. Child quality matter. Every match. Go to GP.com to see all our beautiful social styles. Family inclusion life for details. Friends, November 13th.
That's 530 tons of carbon dioxide entering the atmosphere. You know that's below 912,000 feet. Penhouse is also installed so electric to good deal. Penhouse.
Call Independent Power to 3343-0119 and online at solaryps.com.
7-1 to 1 minute after 7-8-7-6 Rocky Metal is more than just a car for people who care. Excuse me. Who care about the community that they live in. The business. Once Rocky Metal's drivers are the local businesses, they get by thousands of less fortunate families in the community. So stop by this Saturday between you for not only corporation free, but convince me up. Rock Top 63rd Federal is going to be fun for game live music. I'll contact these kids, including Adam Sheriff's Office, Mover, with Adam out the child ID program. You can find them and see an identification with the child's fingerprints. The mom's rope will be there. These miraculous, I mean, things are really amazing. These canine instructions. Well, we'll be there. I'll be there. Someone comes on the radio and said, we'll be there. Who's Bill? Not Will, like, we'll be there. I'll be there. And I can answer when you ask cards and some stuff to give away. And I really want to see the best thing we can sound. We can test the bail or small business or anything else we want to talk about. It's a Saturday noon until 4. I'll see you.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkley, Scottman Smith, and you. If you're in need of an unsupported vehicle, come to Scottman, where you'll never get a run around. We pride ourselves on giving superior service talk about your maintenance money. We also have financing options that you back on the road at Gottman More Just Specialists. We're a part of the community and we're here for you. Call us anytime 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Well, thing. You know what? You can't go away with that. You can't say that. You just can't. I mean, now I don't care how packed you are. You can't use those terms. Here. You can't do it. And, believe me, as officer knows about jobs, I'm still not going to let you meet there. You can't control your mouth. Now, the only thing I would agree. I'm not that anymore. Three priests, one priest, and I want to do it, and I didn't make it, and I want to know what would be, I mean, if 3 million people brought jobs at one time and all out payment, I mean, God almighty, what that would do? How much can the giving the auto industry like back have to, there are tons of conditions we have to meet. Here's Denise on off of Denise Sam's
good morning. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, good morning, Denise.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, I understand what you're saying in that you don't reinvent a lot of jobs. I have a certain amount of brain loss of work for the auto industry, and I don't want to see that as stuff, but where is this coming from? And, you know, you've got people like my husband and me and people I know who, you know, we have a little bit, we have a mortgage, we pay the bill, and, you know, we've got customers. So why is it that as always, it's the maximum class? What is the government doing? Are we printing more money?
Oh, I don't.
Well, I answered the question
for about 3 million. I'm sorry about that. But it's 3 million. Yeah, we'd have to put on credit. But if you talk to economists, Paul Krugman, and others, they'll tell you that can't afford not to do some of this stuff. That we've got to somehow get the economy started going again. And this is a perfect example of where. Even though all of us call to Congress or to our elected representative and go, well, you know, what's my budget? Who can help me out? This is a time where we're going to have to do, something. Also, find me extremely uncomfortable, I think, which is you're going to have to hear yourself, okay, well, there's something out there. It's me. And in order to get the country alive, keep the heads above water, eventually, like I said, the government itself is real angry. Except eventually it runs back to all of us. So you just can't let it go. Everybody's thinking like, okay, here, this money, you don't have to do anything. I maintain the upside of what it is, you would put in people free out of government rules, plus you get what you really want to be doing.
Well, how long does it take them to start producing more efficient cars? And what are they doing it now? And this to help, you know, bail out these companies? Is it important? I simply, you know, I can buy a board, for example.
Why?
I've never had very good luck with Ford in particular. I've never owned a GM car. So, you know, I have a Honda, and we also have a Neon. And those of you can give them a discount. I mean, I really have to take it in. Than still just don't feel like turn it to a very efficient
product. That's totally true. The sad thing is that they are turning it good. And, automobiles get it. I'm using motor train or wind track in there about cars. But the reason that people aren't buying those vehicles, the reason the auto industry is in like 34% drop, this also affects Honda, Nissan, and everybody, is because of the economy. I mean, I'm not arguing that you go out tomorrow and that you should go out tomorrow and buy Ford Focus. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that, you know, you have to give them some credit because they are making better cars than they did in the past, and they have to retool in order to go I mean, they make a lot of mistakes. This is what I always say. That's what I was absolutely saying. Listen, I'm a franchise picker of everything. No, because they make a lot of mistakes. They're short-sighted.
You know, where did that, I mean, that thing, it's going to be the next one. And where did that? And the middle class, not the rich, not the poor, the middle class, is every time. And I think that's what people so aren't about. I mean, I'm not looking for a hit myself. I'm, you know, I still sit down and clock that. That's what you do. But
I'm looking for
a hit. Well, nice, right?
Well, I think it's bring up a valid. If they're valid. The other side of it is, okay, the other side of it is, well, you know, some people in the country, applies to health care, it applies to so many things that you're going to education, you're going to put forward on the front end, you're going to put forward on the back end. You let 3 million people can apply. kind of weird. Why, you know, I wonder how many people did not get their mail-in ballots. That seems to me to be kind of like, well, did you request it early enough, or what was the story there?
Well, I know I requested mine pretty late. I was on the edge of not getting mine, but I did get it and did the mail-in thing. But, you know, you get, I don't know. I guess you just get wrapped up in stuff, and you're finally like, okay, I'll apply for a mail-in ballot.
Yeah, you know what you do? This year, because it was so important, Mary and I not only applied early for ours, but also we never mailed ours in. We hand-carried it.
Yeah, I did too. I took it down to the DMV.
Yeah, to make sure that we were, you know, going to get counted. So
right.
We didn't take any chances. But I may not be right about that changing address business, but I've always, just to cover myself, I've always just given a change of address, no matter where I move, so
right.
That I'm staying on the rolls and be able to vote.
Well, the rolls are kind of funny. It says if you move, you're to be sent back to the precinct where you live for the poll books you're registered in to go vote. I don't know. I don't know. I think somebody who's a campaign lawyer should really look into it and look at the training books, you know, and see if they're written right. Because the people who are doing the poll judging go by the book, which is a good thing, you know. So if the book isn't written correctly, then, you know, they're going to go by what's in the book. And if it's not correct, well, then it will be litigated in court later, which would just hold up the process.
Well, I think you got a great point. I mean, I think somebody should look into that and get it cleared up.
Yeah.
But we've got 2 years to do that, because that's the next election cycle. All right, Marge, give your address again.
Fundamental Kipling, close from the Wheat Ridge Rec Center.
All right, it's Large Marge, Philly cheesesteaks. Get over there today, eat one, make small business happen, Marge's small business, and then also on top of that, do something good for your taste buds. Right?
All right, thanks, Jay. Love you, man.
I love you too, Marge. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, and by the way, Marge's got a Facebook page. Fans of Marge's, Large Marge's cheese steak, Philly cheesesteaks, she's got a Facebook page. We've also got a Facebook page for this show called Turn Left with Jay Marvin, and you can join that. And then John Turk has a Facebook page, and I've got a Facebook page, so you're more than welcome to get in on that. And then I've got a blog at jmarvinblog.com, and then I want to urge you to go to am760.net. Because the Salvation Army's Giving Tree is presented by AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. This holiday season, AM760 and the Salvation Army are asking you to make a change in the life of a child. And isn't change what it's all about these days? Go to AM760.net right now, and you'll find the personal wish list of children from low-income Denver families. And you can purchase the gifts right from the website and send them directly to the Salvation Army. 4,500 children depend on the Salvation Army gifts this holiday season. And you go look at the wish list, I mean, it'll just tear your heart out. And it's not that expensive. So, really, I'm just asking, I'm appealing to your better nature. Go to am760.net. Help us out. Help us make this thing a success. And you don't have to spend a lot of money to do it, but it's a way of getting together with the Salvation Army, which provides low-income Denver children with hot meals, tutoring programs, and after-school programs, all free of charge. So, look, they're doing a lot out there, and you know what? They need your help, and we wish you would take some time to get involved in this. AM60.net, go over there and look for the Giving Tree. And, look, Mary and I already did ours, and you can do yours, too. It's 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at traffic.
Northbound is on I-25. You're looking at delays as you're coming up on Alameda. That due to an accident. There's also a crash involving a car versus a bicyclist. That's off the Highway 6 in Kalamath, catching a lot of looks. Sounds like somebody's hurt at that one. As far as the rest of the drive goes, no problems to report on I-70 over the elevated portion or on 36 in and out of Boulder. I'm Todd Parker, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Kohl's Department Store. Get a head start and save on your holiday shopping at Kohl's Veterans Day 2-day sale. Shop Tuesday.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Yon, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers 5 times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about a new AM760 sponsor, Replace a Lens. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go Lab Direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest prices in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair. Bifocals for $40 a pair and progressive no-line bifocals at just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver in the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive Lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234. And at replacealens.com.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer, a Turn to Help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Going on out there. We'll be there at the AM 760 tent, and we've got gas cards that you can win and also some other stuff to give away. And really the main point is come by and support people that are doing something really good for other people, and it's a chance for you and I to get together and just be able to talk about stuff and not have the confines of the radio, and we can spend as much time as you want talking about whatever issues are on your mind. That's this Saturday, noon until 4, Rocky's Autos. It's Operation Freebird. Rocky's getting involved in the community that they live and work in, 63rd and Federal.
I'm Jim. Starting a construction business in this economy, you need every advantage you can get. That's why my accountant recommended Intuit QuickBooks. He said it's small business software that'll help me track every penny. Money in, money out, so I'd always know what's going on. So I tried it, and turns out he hit the nail right on the head. I can see all my money in one place. That's good, because I'm building more than houses. I'm building my business.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com. Smart is as smart invests. That's why the smart money is now in CDs, and there's no smarter CD than one from GMAC Bank. Now get a 12-month CD at a 4.36 annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. Show off your CD smarts. Grow your money while protecting it from market fluctuations. Go to GMACBank.com or call 1-866-246-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and start reaping the benefits. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Bush says he's going to miss being Commander-in-Chief. We'll bring you the details.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
56, 56 minutes after the hour. High today, 56, under relatively sunny skies. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rick in Denver. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good, man. How about you?
Oh, can't complain since we won the election.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, man. I was calling to talk about the auto industry a little bit and the bailout they're looking at doing. I was... I'm a pipe fitter, plumber pipe fitter, and I got a. There's a torch out there. They burn hydrogen, and it takes water and it hits it with an electrical charge, and it separates the hydrogen from the oxygen, and then you can actually cut pipe and stuff with this torch. And this guy that invented this hydrogen technology, he put it on his car. He had a '93 Ford Escort. He put it on his car, and in 4 pumps of water, he went 100 miles.
Mm.
And he went to work for one of the big three. I'm not sure which of the three automakers hired him. But we ought to be developing that technology. I mean, I got a friend who's a pipe fitter who's retired who actually